In the late summer of 2015, Pope Francis made his celebrated visit to America. Great fans of the Pope, my wife Anita and I enjoyed watching the memorable moments from his visit. There was a historic address to Congress.
I am most grateful for your invitation to address this joint session of Congress in the land of the free at the home of the brave.
The Mass is attended by thousands, and the Pope Mobile parades in New York and Philadelphia. Through it all, he touched the lives of so many Americans, especially the most vulnerable, while reminding us of our rich tradition as a nation of immigrants. What surprised me the most during the Pope's visit was the opening performance by Sister Sledge at the Festival of the Families in Philadelphia. Sister Sledge kicked things off with a rousing rendition of their 1970s hit, We Are Family. It had the crowd on its feet, including a front row of nuns dancing to the disco beat. It had me experiencing what I can only describe as an epiphany. Pope Francis has spent most of his life in his native Argentina, so it's not surprising that he became a great soccer fan. He wasn't much of a player in his youth. He once described himself as a paladura, someone not very good at kicking the ball. But he loved following his favorite San Lorenzo team, invited soccer players to the Vatican, and after the World Cup, helped organize an interreligious match for peace that was played in Rome. While I knew that the Pope was a great soccer fan, I wondered if the Pope also knew his baseball and might even be a fan of my Pirates. After all, We Are Family, the song selected to open the Festival of Families, became the theme song for the 1979 Pirates World Series champions after Willie Stargell, who was affectionately known as Pops, thought the song would bring his teammates together. He had it played in the bottom of the seventh inning at every Pirates home game. When I told my wife Anita that I thought Pope Francis might be a Pirates fan, Anita, who grew up in a devout Catholic family, just shook her head and said it was also possible that a song titled We Are Family was perfect for the opening of the Pope's celebration of families. She added that if Pope Francis wanted to root for a baseball team, wouldn't it be the St. Louis Cardinals, since at one time the Pope was a Cardinal? I reminded Anita of the Pope's love for the downtrodden, and that no team has been more downtrodden than my Pittsburgh Pirates. In 1951, Hollywood made a movie, Angels in the Outfield, in which a woeful Pirates team wins the pennant with the help of a team of angels. The producers of the movie selected the Pirates because they were the worst team in baseball at that time.
Eighth place. We can go no lower in this league. I want to talk to you. Lay off swearing and fighting, and I'll win you some ball games. I might even win you a pennant.
You've been praying for me?
The whole team.
How long have you been praying?
Ever since you hit the slump.
You must have been praying pretty hard, huh?
Oh, yes. Every night, every morning.
They're warming up.
Who?
The angel. There's one behind every player.
I first saw that movie when I was 13 years old, and I've been scanning Pirate games for angels ever since. Sometimes, like in the 1960, 1971, and 1979 World Series championship seasons, the Pirates played like they were getting heavenly help. But more often they played so poorly, including 20 losing seasons in a row, that it was obvious they were on their own. In the 10 years since the Pope's visit to America, my Pirates have finished with a losing record in 9 of the past 10 seasons and are currently in last place in their division. During that same time, the Pope, with his humility and empathy, inspired millions from around the world. His love of children, his compassion for the poor and the outcasts, his pleas and prayers for peace truly made him the people's Pope. This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.